Leaders, and welcome to the XYZ Leadership Podcast, where we help Generation X and Y reach Generation Z. My name is Ben Garrison, and I'm your host, and today we're going to be talking about how we can disciple Generation Z. In our previous podcast, we talked about how we need to connect with Generation Z, we need to love on them, and I wholeheartedly believe that if we truly love Generation Z, there is no greater thing that we could do for them than to give them Jesus. And once they meet Jesus, we need to encourage them to become more like Christ, to know his commands, to know his word, and to live it out. And I know you're sitting there as a leader and you're like, yes, I want my students to become more like Christ. I want to give them Jesus. Because let's be honest, if all we are doing is hanging out with them and being the cool people or making them laugh, yes, it's important to make them belong and to love on them, but the ultimate goal is Jesus. The ultimate goal is to get them to know who Christ is and to walk in fellowship with him. And so if that's your heartbeat today, you are in the right place because we are going to be talking about discipleship. Now, when I say the word discipleship, I'm just going to be honest, some of you, you probably couldn't even give a definition for it. I mean, you could think and maybe come up with something, and you don't even know how to begin that in your groups or with your students. You're not doing it. It's never been on the front burner. It's always been on the back. And so that's why I want to talk through it, is because I have been there. I have been where you have been. If you're sitting there going, man, I don't know if I could really explain it or put together a program or a structure or a strategy to actually do this. Let me tell you a little bit of a story from my life. About 10 years ago, I was asked to come to a church and be an interim youth pastor type deal. And so as I got there, the senior pastor told me there was no youth group, no previous youth pastors. This was something new. And this was my first ever youth job. And so I walk in there and I'm like, man, okay, where do I even begin? And so by the grace of the Lord, we had 40 or 50 students coming to hang out. And so I didn't know what to do. Like I said, it was my first interim job. I was only there part-time. And so we're just hanging out. I'm doing Bible studies with them on Wednesday nights. We're doing events, activities. And the next thing I know, I had a group of students that said, hey, could you disciple us? And I remember thinking, oh my word, what do I say? My heart sank because I didn't even know where to begin. And I didn't even think I could formulate an answer for what discipleship was or what it looked like. All I knew is, man, I think I want to get them closer to Jesus. How do I do this? And so what I did is I picked a random book and we just went through the book. It was boring. I didn't know what I was talking about. And basically it was a train wreck because I didn't know how to do it or what to do. Well, if you're in that position right now, this is the podcast for you, because today we're going to define what discipleship is, and we're going to talk about a structure and a strategy. And I want you to know where all this information is coming from. So my definition, my structure, my strategy is all coming out of a book called Growing Up. It's written by an author called Robbie Gallaty. If you have not read this book, you need to read this book. Once again, it's called Growing Up by Robbie Gallaty. My boss introduced me to this author and to the book, and it is incredible. It gives a clear definition of discipleship. It gives a clear strategy and structure of how to hold a D group and how to operate a D group that leads to spiritual growth. So today we're going to go over a summary of what that looks like, and you'll be able to take away some practical things that you can implement today, this week, or next week. But hear me out. If you haven't read the book Growing Up, you need to read the book Growing Up because it is incredible. So let's go ahead and dive in, and let's start with the definition for discipleship. So discipleship, as I define it due to the book, is intentionally equipping believers with the Word of God through accountable relationships empowered by the Holy Spirit in order to replicate faithful followers of Christ. So I'm going to say that one more time. Discipleship is intentionally equipping believers with the Word of God through accountable relationships empowered by the Holy Spirit in order to replicate faithful followers of Christ. Basically, when people become disciples, they will learn what Jesus said, obey what he said, and live like Jesus did. So basically, we want our students to look more like Christ, to grow in their sanctification process, to know the Lord's commands, to obey them, to pursue godliness, accountability, to be encouraged. And we believe that all of this happens within a D group. So let me say that again. We believe that encouragement, accountability, to grow in Christ-likeness, to grow in their godliness, it happens within a D group. Now, let me tell you, before I talk about how to structure a D group, let me tell you some things that your D group will teach your students. And it's incredible. And like I said, Robbie gives a clear outline for this, but I'm going to summarize it for you. The benefit of a D group is, one, you will learn how to communicate with God through prayer. So your students will learn how to communicate with God through prayer. They will learn to understand and apply God's word to their life. They will obey God's commands. They will store God's word in their heart. They will evangelize, and they will renew themselves spiritually every day. So there's an acronym that Robbie uses for this, and it's called CLOSER. So thinking in terms that if you do a D group with your students, if you as a leader do D groups, you will help your students grow closer to God. They will communicate with God through prayer. They will learn to understand and apply his word. They will obey his commands. They will store his word in their heart. They will evangelize, and they will renew themselves spiritually every day. If you're a youth leader and you want your students to look more like Christ, you just said amen in your car, on in your phone when you're listening. I mean, this should get you fired up, because our heartbeat is to get students to look more like Jesus and grow closer to him. So let's talk about the practical steps of how to start your D group and what it should look like. So I have recently started another D group on Sunday mornings at 8:30. And so I found four students that were passionate and said they want to grow more like Christ. And so I went around and asked some people that I've been watching, some guys I've been looking and learning about them, and I could see a desire and potential for them to grow in their Christ-likeness. So first, I want you to understand that D group is just for believers. You can't grow to be more like Christ if you don't know him. So first, a D group has to be made up of believers. The second thing is, a D group is between 3 and 6 people. It's never one-on-one. The reason for that is it turns into a mentoring session, and you don't get that whole group effect and encouraging and holding people accountable. It mainly becomes you teaching the student, and they just sit there and listen. And true discipleship amongst students when they see each other every day does not happen. So a D group is between 3 and 5 or 3 and 6 students. A D group also is the same gender. You don't need to be discipling guys and girls together. The reason, there's so many, and you know this from your groups, but it's just a bad idea, especially in student ministry, to get high school girls and high school guys being discipled together, because then they fall in love and you have to deal with relationships. Or when someone gets real about what's going on in their life, just things are better talked about when it's guys, just guys, or just girls. So let me recap that for you. A D group, they will have to be believers, 3 to 6 of them, and the same gender. Now, they will meet once a week. So me and my guys, we meet every Sunday morning at 8:30, and we meet for about an hour, hour and a half. This time is where we run through the structure of a D group. So when, just to walk you through what happens, I have told them, hey, we're meeting every Sunday morning at 8:30. And so we all show up. And when we get there, for the first 15 or 20 minutes, we just talk about life. I want to hear what's going on at school, what's going on in the homes. And we go around and I tell everybody, okay, tell me your high from the week and tell me your low from the week. And so we hear what's going on in each other's lives. Then we talk about our favorite hear journal. So we encourage every student, every member of the D group to do a hear journal each and every day. Let me break that down for you. A hear journal is they're spending time with the Lord every day, and as they're reading God's word, they will highlight a specific verse. They will then explain what that verse is, what's happening in that chapter, and explain what's going on. They will apply it to their life, and then they will respond to it. So each and every student we'll do a Here Journal throughout the week. Let me give you an example of a Here Journal entry. This is from Philippians 4:13. So it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I highlight that verse. So when I come on Sunday morning, I've picked this Here Journal to be my favorite, and I'm going to talk about it. So I say, man, guys, the verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, really stood out to me. So I highlight it. And then I explain to them, man, guys, in this passage, Paul was telling the church at Philippi that he has discovered the secret of contentment, that no matter the situation in Paul's life, he realized that Christ was all he needed, and Christ was the one who strengthened him to persevere through difficult times. Then I apply it. I show them how I apply it in my life. So I say, in my life, I will experience many ups and downs. My contentment is not found in circumstances. Rather, it is based on my relationship with Jesus Christ. Only Jesus gives me the strength I need to be content in every circumstance in life. And then I show them how I respond. My response would be, Lord Jesus, please help me as I strive to be content in you. Through your strength, I can make it through any situation that I must face. So that's an example of a Here Journal. So I will do 7 throughout the week, but when I come to meet with my D group, I pick my favorite one, and everyone in the group shares their favorite Here Journal. This is so great because you get to see them living out that CLOSER acronym. You see them communicating with God through prayer, learning to understand and apply His Word. You see them obeying His commandments. It's just incredible. So they do a Here Journal, and they talk about their favorite ones. So after we've socialized, after we talk about our favorite journal entry for the week, then we talk about scripture memory. So our scripture memory right now, we are going through Philippians chapter 1. And so each week, guys must memorize one more verse than they had the week before. And, you know, sometimes it varies. We've got some guys who know 4 verses, one that knows 18, some that know 3. You'll have overachievers, underachievers, but we hold each other accountable, and we're making sure that we're hiding God's word in our heart. And those who don't get to memorize the one from the week before, well, we make them drop down and give us push-ups right there in the restaurant. So it is incredible. So after we talk about life, after we talk about our journal entry, and then after we do scripture memory, we then do prayer requests, and we will break up and pray for each other. We will talk about how we can help encourage one another, and then we go to the Lord on each other's behalf, and we pray for each other. Then after that, I give them a challenge for the next week. We might do something from the Growing Up book, and it's just an incredible time. And so throughout the next week, I'm sending them text messages. I'm encouraging them. I'm saying, hey guys, don't forget to do your journals. Don't forget to memorize your scripture. And this has been a game changer in our ministry. These guys are hungry. They desire to do more. And they understand that while they're in this D group with me, the end goal is for them to go make disciples as I am discipling them. So the cool part about this is in a year and a half, a year, they're going to be ready to go start their own groups in schools and lead people to Jesus and then disciple those people. So let's recap what we've talked about, and we'll go ahead and land the plane. D groups, discipleship. Discipleship happens when we intentionally equip believers with the Word of God through accountable relationships empowered by the Holy Spirit in order to replicate faithful followers of Christ. We want our students to look like Jesus, to live like Jesus, to know what He said, and to obey it. We also want them to communicate with God through prayer, learn and understand His Word, apply His Word, obey His commands, store the Word in their hearts, evangelize, and renew themselves spiritually. And with a D group, you come together, you talk about life, you talk about your quiet times with the Lord, you memorize scripture, and then you pray for each other. Guys, that's the beginning of a D group. There's so much more I could give you, but just buy the book and read it. It's incredible, and it will take your ministry to the next level. And now you have a blueprint to disciple your students. Thank you so much for listening in to the XYZ Leadership Podcast. Looking forward to seeing you next time.